Data released late last week showed that nearly 30% of Kentucky's next generation of thoroughbred horses may be lost due to a mysterious illness. It has caused hundreds of pregnant mares to deliver stillborn or dying foals. The economic loss is estimated to be at least $200 million. Veterinarians and other researchers believe they've identified the cause, which involves the transmission of cyanide through cherry leaves and caterpillars to the horses. On the line to talk about this is Dr. David Powell, an epidemiologist at the Maxwell H. Gluck Equine Research Center at the University of Kentucky in Lexington. Dr. Powell, is the mystery of these dying foals solved?
We do feel, based on information we received, that we now understand how these foals have died. And that was based on tissue samples that had been sent to a toxicology laboratory at the University of Illinois, and they reported to us that those samples contained significant levels of cyanide, particularly in heart tissues that were examined.
Cyanide that was found in the tissue of the foals.
That is correct.
And how did it get there?
One theory that we're working on at the moment, certainly the eastern tent caterpillar is an avid feeder on wild cherry trees. They then fall to the ground, they move over the grass. It's possible that they could have contaminated the grass with their excrement and that this would have been ingested by horses. Caterpillars were observed to be clogging the water tanks in the fields. So this is a possible source, but we haven't eliminated other sources of cyanide being ingested by horses at the present time.
What happens when horses come in contact with cyanide? Is it similar to what would happen with human beings?
The syndrome is quite similar. It affects the ability of the animal to take in oxygen, and we feel that we are seeing at the pathological level in examining the fetuses and other aspects that this is could well be happening in the foals and causing them to become anoxic or suffering from lack of oxygen and dying as a consequence of that. Fortunately, at this stage, we feel that the toxic insult is no longer present. The number of losses that have been reported over the last 10 days have decreased dramatically. So we do feel that the problem that was has now passed and that the animals are no longer at risk to this particular problem.
Dr. Powell, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. David Powell is an equine epidemiologist at the University of Kentucky in Lexington.